Yeah, you know, we didn't really see them in the flesh, if you like, since the playoff against them last year. They probably had the complete performance on Friday night. The bet came into 5-1, possibly could have been more to their credit. And they're going well, but you know, we've been in their shoes, if you like, and we know that you know, results like that breeds confidence. And we'll have a difficult week ahead of us, Chairman, but we need to hang in there and try and keep the tie alive tomorrow night to take it to Ballybofey on Friday.
And you go into that game, Ollie, having rested practically all your starting 11 for Friday night's game against Derry City. You were treating this game with ultra importance even before a ball was kicked in the Brandywell.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. There's a couple of lads that played on Friday that will be playing involved tomorrow night also. Look, you have to prioritise, Dermot. There's no point in saying anything different. You know, this game tomorrow night, you know, if we're not at ourselves, the tie could be over in the manner and the pace and the confidence the driver have at the moment. And, you know, we're probably hoping that maybe they reach their peak on Friday night, because everything went well for them, to their credit. And, you know, they scored, I think, the most goals in the first division by a long way, including Shelburne, who finished above them. They were a decent side last year and they've improved again. But, you know, with a couple of weeks, I mean, when we played up in Tara the night, GCD last in Cork, that we'd be in the playoffs. So we had a couple of weeks to prepare for it. And obviously, you know, we tomorrow night is huge. You know, obviously, congratulations to Derry getting to Europe and that. But tomorrow night and Friday night is basically what our season is based on, German.
And tell me, Ollie, how are things in terms of injuries? I know Keith Cowan played the other night against Derry City, but he has had his injury problems in recent weeks. Mark Coyle, another player coming back from injury, will they be okay for this week?
It'll be touch and go. There's a number of lads on top of that weren't available on Friday. It wasn't just that we rested players. Yes, we did, but there was also players out injured that we couldn't have played if we wanted to. We'll see. Tomorrow might be too soon for some of the people you mentioned and others, but we need to get it right, and we need to have, you know, a side that can compete tomorrow night in particular, and then a side that can compete on Friday. And there certainly will be changes. You know, the same bunch of players aren't going to play Monday and Friday 90 minutes, to put it that way to you. But look, it's you know, it's a difficult way to go at the playoffs. You know, the statistics show that the first division side has won it, including ourselves, on two occasions in the recent past. But in the last five or six playoffs, it's always been the first division side because of the confidence and that they brought into it. And Drogheda are no different. But we know that, and we've been both sides of the fences here. And while this is a much more difficult medium to go into, we're delighted to be in it, German, to put it that way.
And you met Drogheda in the playoffs last year, Ollie. You came through that one. You'd take a similar result over two legs again this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be fair to Drogheda last year, you know, they've kicked on from that. I think in the second leg last year, they were down. I think Jake Galler got injured against Shelburne in their previous playoff game, and Chris Lyons was injured for the second leg. And, you know, Chris Lyons at centre forward, who's played around the league, was excellent on Friday night for them. And, you know, he scored one and set up quite a number of other chances. We'll have a work cut out both tomorrow and Friday, but we just need to try and keep it alive tomorrow night, be it that a narrow defeat. Yeah, you take that at the moment to try and keep it alive for Friday. But they're in a good place, rather, to their credit, and have improved from that playoff game against us last year. But I feel we've improved in other areas also, and we've probably, you know, a different clientele of players that we're picking from here tomorrow night. But we need them, and we need to be at our best to try and keep it alive.